Yeah.
I mean, small, you know, size. That's why you call them sizes.
If a dog likes to bite, you'd say
the boy got
bit by the dog.
Yeah. Have you ever been dog?
Dog bit, never have.
You had?
Never have.
Really?
Sure have. I always kept them off me. Sure have. But I see them bite boys though. I see them take. So one day, one took a boy down one day. Bit him on his thigh, had him bleeding.
Really?
That's right, but I always kept him off of me.
Huh.
The dog see you scared and try to run, he'd eat you up. But you got to stand out for a dog.
Yeah.
Keep him off you better too.
Yeah.
That's right.
I want to ask you how you met your wife. Can you tell me?
Well, we grew up together. We lived close together. So we got acquainted and everything. And started going to school together. And years, why we got more better acquainted. And then I started coding and then.
Yeah.
And finally, you know, we got married.
When you started courting, you called her your
girlfriend,
and she called you her
boyfriend.
Now maybe when you came home a little late at night, or you had lipstick all over you, your brother might say, "You been?"
But I was scouting around.
Yeah. What you been doing? He'd say, "You been?"
I've been out scouting, good hunting.
And you found one and you started
making love.
Yeah.
Start kissing, you know.
Kissing?
Like that. That's where that lipstick come from. That's what I was kissing her.
Yeah. When a girl stopped letting a boy come over to see her anymore, what would they say she did?
Well, She didn't quit him.
You don't go together no more.
She didn't quit him. We didn't quit.
They're quitting, huh?
That's right.
What might she say to him if she wanted him to come over to see her? She might say, "Anytime you can come over, I'll be
home. I'll be looking for you anytime you come. I'll be waiting on you."
And she'd say, "I'll be what to see? I'll be."
I'll be there. I'll be looking for you.
And how would she say she would express her feelings about seeing him? She'd say,
"Well,
come over anytime you want.
I'll be there.
Be proud or glad.
I'll be proud. I appreciate you would come, and I'll be glad if you come, and
be proud for you.
Be proud for you to come.
Would that mean the same thing? Proud.
Proud. That mean be happy for him to come.
Yeah.
And it'd be suitable for him to come, you know. And so that all mean the same thing. That yeah. mean he welcome to come at any time.
Right. If somebody didn't turn him down, she did turn him down, you say she went ahead and got
someone else. And
what if she loved him and they'd go ahead and
get married.
Yeah, funny way of saying that, you'd say they got.
Well, they got married or they got together.
Hitch. Kind of like you might get a couple of mules and.
Got hitched up.
Hitched up?
That's right.
At a wedding, now the man who stood up with the groom was the.
That was the best man.
Yeah. Other names for it? They were called him the.
I believe it's the bride groom, isn't it? I think the man is the bride.
Yeah. What about the girl who stood up with the bride? She'd be the waiter?
I think that's the
bride's.
I guess that's the bridegroom. I think she's the bridegroom. A waiter. I think they call it a waiter.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a waiter.
When y'all got married, did you have anything afterwards?
We had a celebration. It's some other kind of name they call it too. I can't think now what it's called, but.
Tell me about the celebration.
Well, the celebration, we have drinking, and eating, and
what sort of drinking?
Well, we have Cokes, and probably iced tea.
Anything stronger?
Well, sometimes we have a little whiskey, too.
Yeah.
Then we probably have a little party, and call it a wedding party. And of course, that reception, I think that come before you marry, I think. You know, before we marry, we have a reception. We keep it coming on, bring your present and things like that. Two, 3 nights before you marry. And call that a reception.